Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in radio land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. And for our Hispanic sistren and brethren out there, numero uno! I have a lot of Hispanic friends, you know what I'm saying? We got a vato in the house, fuck yeah! We are also syndicated on the following. Oh, Jesus, where's my fucking phone? I got quite a few now. We got, like, iHeartRadio. It's a whole new lineup now. Like, right. All the shit we are on right now, it's crazy because now I'm like, are you shitting me? There's, like, too many things. They changed it up on me. Now it's all, like, there's more stuff, though. I'm like, are you shitting me? Now I got to do a whole new list? That is crazy. Yes. The whole new list. God damn. We're syndicated on so many things. We're that popular. It's redonkulous. We're in the house today, though, with Deiform.
Yes!
Amazing metal band. Hell yeah. And where are you guys out of, by the way?
We're
turning your mics on. God damn, it might be nice if I put my fucking mics on. Jesus Christ. There we go. Anyway.
Hello, dear.
Hello.
We're in the house. All right, Jesus. Come on, you stupid hooker.
Yeah,
not you.
Sometimes Facebook's a bitch. Here we go. We're syndicated on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, TuneIn, Stitcher Podcasts, Radio Line, and Spotify.
That's 12, what do you call it?
Jesus
Social
Christ.
Medias or whatever. Okay.
And that's besides LA Talk Radio and Rock Rage Radio and fucking all the other shit I'm on. We're in the house with the Lara brothers. Did I say it right, Lara?
Yeah.
Yes, Lara. Damn, I said it right. Fuck yeah. We're in the house with the Lara brothers. We got Marcos and Fernando. And then we got Jovan Ballesteros.
Correct.
I said it right. Yeah. Fuck yeah, Ballester. I did 3 years of Spanish in high school. Oh. And
she flunked it.
No, I passed that easy. No problem. A's and B's. I wrote a book, a book in Spanish for children.
Oh, you did?
It was about a bear or some shit. I don't even remember the whole thing, but it was for my niece's her like first grade class or something. They had us go down and teach, you know, Spanish to the first graders. And they're like, what the fuck is this, basically? But it was a good time. Good time was had by all. All
right.
We love it. My best friend, Mimi. Shout out to Mimi. What up?
What's up, Mimi?
She's in Chi-Town.
Chicago.
She in Chi-Town right now. But she's coming back to Cali. She's going back to Cali. Cali. Anyway.
She's coming back?
Yes, in like a couple months.
Oh, cool. She's coming to stay? Or
I think so.
Oh.
Anyway, but she told me I speak Spanish so well, you'd think that I was one of you.
Oh, wow.
And she's Hispanic. She's Mexican, you know, and stuff. She's like, damn, you speak it really well. Like, you even have the accent down with the R's and the L's and the, you know. She's like, holy shit. She goes, that's creepy.
It was a lady I used to work with back in the day. Her name is Mirna, but I guess in the Spanish way is I don't want to say it because she said I messes her name up. She didn't want me to say it in Spanish. Because they kind of roll the R, and I don't know how to roll the R.
Mirna.
Huh?
Mirna.
Yeah.
Mirna.
I mean, Mirna. She doesn't know.
You
don't do it.
I
can't do it.
R. Like perro.
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 Oh.
That means dog.
Spanish lesson 101. Cat.
Gato. Oh, look, you knew it meant cat.
Yeah, okay, I knew that one.
Cool.
And I'm supposed to know more Spanish. I've been here almost all my life. I'm supposed to know more Spanish than
I'm from Northern.
But I learned though with my coworkers and stuff. Yeah, I'm, you know, they got me. They call me no pillows.
No pillows.
No ass?
No, oh, hair.
No, oh, no hair. Oh, no, no hair. Hair. Okay. Oh, okay. I was just trying to make sure I was, you know, what's going on here. Sorry, it's the husband. This is Jenny and the Muse, by the
way.
Your hosts. We're here in the house, though, with Deaform.
In beautiful Sherman Oaks, California.
Metal nice band day. From Southern California. Fuck yeah.
What part of y'all from LA or the Valley or East
Coast? I say Southern California. That's kind of general. It's kind of broad. Yeah. Where are we talking?
We rehearse in
Jesus, where the fuck is that?
Oh, Whittier.
Where?
Whittier, Santa Springs.
Oh, that's a good area.
Yeah.
We could have you at the Sage then.
Right.
Sage.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking into maybe doing some shows over there because my brother Nathan does them. You know, Nathan Young, right, Youngblood Productions. Shout out to Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions. Fuck yes.
Hell yeah.
Go to all Nathan's shows. He's got a lot of good ones.
Shout out to Characters in Pomona.
Yeah, he puts on some amazing shows. Shout out to Malone's. He got me hooked up with Malone's. We're going to do our first show. We're going to do our first show at Malone's on November 15th. So we're putting some stuff together. I got so many fucking bands I want to be on, and it's redonkulous. I'm like, I can't fit you all. There's two stages, but I still can't fit you fucking all. It's very, you know, mind-numbing. You're like, who the fuck am I going to put on at 7 o'clock? You know what I mean? You want to be an asshole because everybody wants the prime spot. Everybody wants that. Everybody wants that 9, 10, 11 o'clock fucking spot, and you can't give it to everybody. So you're like, oh, Jesus Christ, who do I give it to? But you got to give it to the people who would bring in more people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, technically. Yeah. And then you kind of, the lower bands who maybe aren't as known or can't bring in as many people, maybe, you know. Put on at the beginning, but so you feel like, oh, I always feel like a fucking ass. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, they ought to be privileged to get on the show anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying not to be a dick on that part also. I don't know what to do. That's why I'm trying to see what Nathan, like, I'm going to ask Nathan what he does. You know what I mean? Like, I was going to give the people the option to have some, like, pre-sale tickets. If you want to sell them, you can sell them for your own price. Just give me $5 for each ticket you sell. So, like, you sell it for fucking $20-25, give me $5 a ticket back. I'm not asking for a ton here. I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to cover the cost of the venue. Venues aren't cheap, especially a place like Malone's. And then, you know, I might have sound people.
Yeah.
You got door people. What's up?
Finally, he showed
It's up. Javon. Javon Ballesteros. What's up, dude?
What's up?
How's it going? All right, so we've had a good week. What did we have this week? We had Rainbow Bar and
Rainbow,
Grill.
Yeah.
I got Malone stuck in my fucking brain.
Shout out to Nick Fuoco.
I love you, dude. They're going to play it at Malone's, speaking of that.
Oh, yeah, cool.
I got Nightmare. It is an Alice Cooper tribute.
Really?
They're going to do a full hour fucking production.
Are they going to cut chicken heads and everything?
I'm not sure how far he's going to go.
I hope so.
But he does like a full fucking production with Alice Cooper with the stage props and the whole nine yards. I'm going to have him on the bigger stage. The bigger stage over to the side, right? Over by the the green room.
The green room.
They're version of a green room.
You're talking about the one farther from the bar.
Yeah, where I went in, I was kept going in to talk to Crazy Town.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm friends with most of the members of Crazy Town, too, so I'm like, I go in there, and I'm like, what's up, motherfuckers?
Half of the group
but
of
the place
of,
is kinda
Green Jello.
And, oh, yeah, I'm friends with almost everybody in the LA-based Green Jello, anyway.
Right.
Shout out to Green Jello. Speaking of Green Jello,
Little Pigs.
He hasn't sent me the fucking thing for that yet either. I need a Jelly Fest 333 fucking promo.
He's
goddamn
probably listening
audio
right
thing.
Now. Nathan! You need
to
send a promo.
Send that to me.
We can play it today.
Yeah. No, well, he typically don't get it to me until like 2 or 3 weeks before. And I'm like, I need this like as soon as possible. But they think they're still narrowing down some bands.
Oh, okay.
But check it out. It's supposed to be August 30th at the Sage. The Sage in Whittier. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be a good show, as always. It's going to have some good bands.
At least we got a vehicle now. We can get there.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm trying to get Fate Destroyed on our November 15th show, if possible. I'm trying to get some different bands. Maybe we could throw you guys on. I don't know what you want to do.
We'd be down.
You want to be down? Okay. So I'm putting together some bands. It's going to be like hard rock and metal.
Oh, cool.
You know what I mean? It's going to be like, kind of like that, like harder stuff, but it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, there she says, no punk, no funk.
No funk.
Right. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with funk?
Mash doing funk.
I'm like, do they really get out of control? Like, funk people? Like, can you see them just getting out of control? I mean,
or do they take it to the street?
I know George Clinton and the, you know, Parliament Funkadelic and shit. Like, but still, goddamn, I don't see them going like, you know, breaking furniture and, you know. And there was no rap and hip hop. I was like, I kind of maybe understand that one more because the element sometimes can be kind of seedy with, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be stereotyping.
But they had rap at Malone's the last time we was there. They had a couple of rap groups there.
Oh, yeah, but they were white guys. And that was their attempt at rap. I mean, I'm sorry, way too stoned. I'm not trying to be a douchebag to you. You were decent. I like the chick coming on. That was funny. I'm sorry. I'm an ass. I just say it like it is. No, they're decent. They weren't bad. It was just like three white dudes and they take their shirts off and they got some chick coming up and they're funny. They're comical. They got a good thing going. Yeah, but no.
So they're not gangster enough?
No. They're not. Yeah, they're not going to bring that kind of crowd. You could throw in somebody like that into the mix.
Suburban yuppies, maybe?
Whatever. Star Daddy.
Right.
You can throw some Star Daddy in. You can throw some shout out to Justin Symbol, motherfucker. What's up? He's hardcore. You see him wears the vampire teeth, but they're like gold encrusted with the jewels and shit on him. It's fucking nuts, dude. And he's got these
bling.
Yes, he's blinged out bling to the things. Motherfucker. He's blinged the fuck out. He's got like cornrows, but they're wrapped in yarn and shit. Like, it's really cool. Like, he's really he's a cool motherfucker though. White dude rapper, man, but he raps about like the nastiest shit. Like nasty shit. We played his songs like a couple weeks ago. He's fucking nuts. He's off the hook. He comes in with these really big women. When I say big women, I mean like I'm a big woman, but they're big women. Like over 300 pounds right. Big. Like big women. You know what I'm saying?
He got one. He's on a seesaw.
He loves the big women.
On the video.
Oh, yeah.
Is it, Goldie or something?
Yeah, there's a video for his new song called Goldie. And he's on one end of the fucking teeter totter,
right?
And he's got a really really big woman on the other end of the teeter totter, and she gets on and he goes down, and then she goes down, and he stays up here, and his feet are dangling, and it's like he's stuck up there, he can't get down. It's quite comical. Go check out Goldie by Star Daddy.
Yeah.
It's nutty fucking shit, man. I have fun. We do a lot of different stuff with different bands, different types of music, and it's always a good time. And we discovered Deiform out at one of Nathan Youngblood Productions shows, out at Characters in Pomona. Shout out to Characters. We love you guys. Yeah. Shout out to Big John. I miss you, motherfucker. I miss you.
Man, that's
you know
a
Big John.
Guard.
You know Big John. Big Bad John. He's a big that's a big motherfucker. I love John. John's the best. Yeah. He really is. Well, let's see.
He will bounce you.
Oh yeah. Let's see. Okay, so this last weekend we had some different shows. We had we had Echo, Rainbow Bar and Grill, Monday, July 22nd. We had Echo Vox, Colin Kings, The Tragic Radicals, and Black Terror. Mm-hmm. That was a really good show. We had a really big turnout at the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
Thank you to everybody. Nick always loves our shows because we put the right bands together.
Good bands.
Really great bands. Right. And everybody comes in and they just stay to see them.
Really,
so.
He really likes
gotta love it. We should get you guys over there as well.
Yeah.
Over the Rainbow. Because it's mostly like metal, hard rock kind of stuff. Sometimes we throw some punk in there, but metal, it could be, it's metal, metal mayhem.
Maybe we'll metal see Mondays. Jeremy there.
Dude,
oh, we have.
We've seen him three times. We've seen him three times. He gave me a big hug and he put his head on my chest. And he looked up and he went, oh, thank you so much for the hug. He was drunk. He was trashed. He was like, thank you so much for the hug. A pretty girl with big tits.
That's quite the compliment.
Well, I mean, you know, a 40E. I mean, you know, it kind of makes them, you know, Ron Jeremy likes that kind of thing. You know, it is what it is. But he's but I like the part that he said it was a young girl. That made me very mad. Yeah. I mean, young pretty girl. Yeah, a young pretty girl with big tits. That was very nice. It made me happy. The young part mostly. I already knew I had big tits, and I kind of know I'm pretty. But the young part, that made me happy.
All right.
You know, I guess I'm young compared to him.
How old is he?
He got to be around 70.
Because when he
now.
Started in porn.
Jesus, the 70s.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's been around a while. So, yeah. No, he's got to be in his 60s at least.
Probably.
At least, yeah. He's a cool dude. Petey's Place, we had, never mind, I was going to say Wicked Star, sorry. We Are the Black Things.
Right.
If I Fall, and Newen.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the bands. Thank you for playing our shows. We always have a great time. Even when bands break up a day or two before the show and have to cancel.
Right. And cancel just to cancel shit before.
Yeah, shit happens. We know that.
A show of five gets down to a show of three.
Things happen with bands.
Oh, well.
All right, let's talk to Deiform about them and their music and their vision and where they're going. So, like, when did you start this whole project?
Introduce
yourselves and what
you
do.
Introduce yourselves. Yeah. Let's go left to right and say your name and then what you do in the band.
So I'm Marcos. I'm the drummer for the band. So
I'm Fernando. We're brothers. I'm the guitar player / lead.
Marcos and Fernando Lara.
Yeah.
My name is Jovan Ballesteros and I'm the vocalist for Deiform.
Hell yeah. Some righteous vocals too.
Oh, thank you.
You really belt them out. Yeah. No, but like the whole band was really tight.
Yeah.
You know, your performance was tight, the vocals, the lyrics, everything sounded great. You know what I mean? I take notice of that kind of stuff. I'm very particular, and my husband knows this. I'm extremely particular when I go to the concerts. Whether I'm running the door, I'm running the whole production, whether, you know, I booked it, whatever. Some of these bands I've never seen in my day in my fucking life. You know what I'm saying? They've never even played for me. I just, like, throw them on because somebody else suggested them. And I'm like, and then I see them, and I'm like, holy shit. These guys are really good.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if you make me stand up and take notice, like, that's a big thing.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So you guys were really good. I like the delivery.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
That's what we aim for.
So, okay, so how long have you been together? When did you start the project? How did this all come together?
This band kind of, like, came together around, I want to say maybe, like, 2011, 2012?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's been a little bit now.
Yeah, it's been a while.
We just kind of started jamming. Jovan was in a different band.
Okay.
So he was a little bit busy with that.
And right.
So we just kind of jammed. We weren't really...
Doing much,
yeah. We were just jamming.
And, yeah.
Not even really playing shows. Just kind of like I said, jamming.
Right.
And then his other band broke up. And
okay.
Then he started dedicating a little bit more time to this band.
Right.
It just kind of started flourishing. And then a couple of years back, we started hitting it a little bit harder. In 2016, we were able to play a big festival with Rammstein.
Ooh, hell yeah. That's great.
Mexico City.
Yeah, called Hell in Heaven.
Wow.
It was like 80,000 people, I want to say.
That's the ones, the flyers you had sent me?
Yes,
that's badass.
Yeah, it was quite an amazing experience.
Yeah,
And yet, what other bill? Any other big bands on that bill, or mostly just Rammstein?
Twisted
you know, Rammstein.
Sister,
no way.
I'm on Marth. Suicidal Tendencies.
Oh wow, some really good bands.
Also like POD, Alien Ant Farm.
Oh no way! Yeah. So you got to play with some amazing bands.
Dragon Force.
Yeah.
Some, Fear Factory.
That's badass.
It was definitely a great experience for sure.
Epic.
Hell yeah!
They really treat us well there too.
Yeah.
They give us a green room with food and drinks.
Oh,
and
wow.
Beer. We had a bunch of beer.
See, eventually that's the kind of productions I want to run.
Yeah.
Once we get to that level, you know, for financing and sponsors and whatever, I want to be able to have that kind of experience for the bands.
That'd be awesome.
You know, put a spread out, you know, make it so that you're comfortable, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, it was definitely that's what you aim for. It just makes you want it even more, you know what I mean?
Right.
That being treated that way
And also being able to go out there and play the music to a variety of people, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was a ton of people.
Yeah.
I mean,
we just recently came back from West Virginia. We played with All That Remains.
Oh, you played Metal in the Mountains with Fate Destroyed?
Fate Destroyed,
yes. Hell yeah, that's wonderful. That's great you guys got on that bill as well.
Yeah, we got to see them on Friday, the Friday night, because we played Saturday.
Yeah.
We were there, you know, supporting them, and they threw on an awesome show, man.
Yeah,
that's great. They always do. I love those guys, Francesca and everybody.
Nathan.
Our next big one is in Virginia in September.
Oh yeah,
on the 7th.
Right.
We're playing Blue Ridge Rock Festival.
Oh,
that's gonna be with what is it? How many?
Godsmack.
It's gonna be Godsmack.
Ooh. Oh yeah, some really good bands. Yeah.
Temple Pilots.
Yeah. Damn. I saw some big names on that bill. I was like, fuck yes, this is awesome. That's a great show.
You know, they got
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually their first show playing since
Without Vinny Paul. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh wow, this is good. That's gonna be a good experience for you as well.
Yeah, we did that last year also.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, we did that show last year.
That was a great experience too. They were really cool.
Yeah, awesome.
They put on a great Blue Ridge puts on a great festival for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. I'm trying to get some bands on some festivals right now myself. I'm like, who do I reach out to? Like, which festivals do I try to get on? And some of these festivals, it's hard to get a hold of people. Like, who do I? Like, how do I book? How do I get on?
It's the same for us. Is we, you know, we just apply a bunch of places, and EPK, a bunch of them don't reply, and some reply, and that's
you just
how
keep doing it and doing it and doing it until you get just keep hitting.
But it's just like everything else. I mean, you have to. It's like a resume, and whoever picks up your resume, I mean, that's where it's at. You know,
that's very true.
So it's just like everything else.
So I got a band called Cleaver coming from Santiago, Chile. I'm planning a tour for them. I'm planning. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you that. I got two bands coming over from Sweden. I'm planning a tour for them. I got another band that I manage now from Poland.
Oh wow!
I manage a band in Chile and a band in Poland, and then I got two bands from fucking Sweden. Man, I am really, really. I'm worldwide. Jenny's worldwide, bitches.
That's right.
You don't even fucking know. And like I always say at my concerts. I always say at my concerts, if you don't know who I am,
is that a spider?
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
Right there. This way.
Jesus Christ, get away from me.
It's right here.
Right there.
Just stay away. That's all I'm saying. put him in a friendly zone so that he can still live. Because I'm not looking to, like, kill stuff, because that's just, like, in my opinion, bad karma. Now, if you accidentally step on a bug or kill a bug, then that's one thing. But to do it intentional, intentionally, exactly. I'm just going to get manslaughter for that. Not a huge charge, just manslaughter.
What's funny is that actually my at home, my wife used to actually kill the spiders, right? Like, she used to kill, like, daddy long legs, all kinds of spiders. And until I started feeling bad for these things, right?
Oh,
so
yeah?
I actually got, like, a little clear bucket. And so now every single time I see them, I always put them just outside the door. Now we don't have any flies or any, like, mosquitoes or anything, because the spiders are killing everything that's coming in through, like, our patio area.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good idea.
Yeah,
smart idea.
I started doing that instead.
That's good. That's
smart. Catch them and then let them outside, right outside your door?
Yeah, so they're inside the house, and as soon as I see them, I'm like, okay, I'll capture this little guy. So I'll put them, like, right on our porch area, and they'll do their webs.
They kill all the other stuff trying to come in.
Super cool.
That's a smart idea. Especially the flies.
Yeah.
Nobody likes fucking flies.
Eat flies.
I don't think flies like flies.
Flies are like, fuck you.
I don't think they get along.
They smell like shit because they're always eating it.
I know.
They really are. There's people that do that too. No, I'm just kidding. Not literal shit, but, you know, anyway.
So what's your guys' inspiration? Who did you grow up listening to? Just like,
now, why did you choose metal? Like, what was the?
This is what I want to do.
For me, Pantera was one of the.
Pantera, Cemetery Gates,
Walk.
Oh, that's actually one of my
favorites. I fucking love that song. Yeah. God, that's badass.
Yeah, it's just I've always looked up to both, you know, Dime and.
Sad. They're both gone now. Yeah, no, I can't believe that. Yeah, both the. It's just wrong.
So that's who influenced me. You know,
right.
Learn about these guys.
My biggest influence was Chris Cornell.
Oh, again.
Jonathan Davis, Chester Bennington. Chester Bennington was the first one that actually had me trying to scream. I could never get his screams down because he has some intense screams.
Oh, yeah, he does.
But,
yeah,
well, I mean, I would at least try, and I'm like, okay, let me look for somebody else. So I look for, like, Jonathan Davis, and I'm like, all right, maybe I could do this one. So I started practicing, and they were the ones that kind of sculpted me into what I kind of do now. So
I'm more of a David Draymond person.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
honestly, he has a great voice.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, I sound like that a guy already, so my, you know, it's a natural transition for me.
Yeah,
I do metal. You know, sound like David Draymond. Like that bitch sounds like David Draymond. You know, that's just
that
wrong.
Super,
but
super talented, super good.
Well,
I
I'm just
like
saying.
Disturb as well.
Disturb fucking rocks. Mm. I seen them both times with, speaking of Jonathan Davis, Korn.
With Korn, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, both times they toured with Korn.
Was that with something company?
One of them was the first one. I don't remember who the fuck they toured with. It wasn't anybody
Bad Company.
Major.
I think it's called Bad Company.
Bad Company's rocks, man. That's 70s band. That's fuck yeah.
School,
that's old school.
Yeah.
No, the time I saw them, the first time, I don't even remember who the hell they were touring with. I just remember the two were together. And then I saw them the second time. They were with Seven Dust.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, that's a badass. That was a good one. Yeah. Seven Dust rocks, too.
That wasn't the one that had 10 years on it, right?
It might have. I don't remember.
Born,
there were like three or four. There was like three or four bands. You know, it's whoever you can get to go to Maine.
Was it the one in Long Beach?
No, it was in Maine.
Oh,
both times were in Maine.
Okay.
That's why I said it's hard to get people to go up there, you know, especially during certain times of year. No, both times I think I saw him in either the spring. No, wait. One time was in January. Some shit was like snowing,
oh my
I think.
God.
Yeah, it was a bitch. Yeah. I took my son to that. Shout out to Chance DeVoe. What up? Shout out to
like he's listening.
My daughter
he ain't
Samantha. Fuck him. I don't give a shit. I still gotta say it. Shout out to my daughter Samantha Bailey.
She might be listening.
Sometimes she watches.
Okay. What's up, Sammy?
I always tell them I give shout outs to you and I talk shit about you. No.
Wearing pajamas?
No. She's from Maine. And she might be wearing pajamas. I don't know. But she's from Maine. No. No Miami. No Miami. Anyway.
That was my try at rap.
No. So let's talk a little bit more about like your songs. Do you have like one album? How you have one album now? Two albums? What do you have out?
This is one's out. But we ended up having to retract it, and we're coming out with the next album.
Okay. What was the name of the first album?
It was just self-titled.
Yeah. Deiform.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, and that one was an angry album.
Angry, so angry.
My angry times.
So angry.
When you always wanted to fight.
Who writes the songs predominantly?
We all do. We all
a little
work
piece of
together.
Each person.
Yeah, we always just all combine ideas and we all work on it together. So obviously we all write our own parts, but then again we would also we have this idea, like on Jovan on the vocals, or even with him on the guitars, hey, try this out. Or they'll tell me as well on the drums, hey, try this out, see if it sounds good. And then, we all work together.
Right.
Yeah, I think we all have pretty much our own style, but we do really well in molding with each other.
Yeah.
So right. I think that's one of the important things that the band has is, being able to mold with each other's talents and, so
that's good that you work well together.
It's really, really.
I mean, it took some time though. We would always, I want to do it my way and stuff like
absolutely.
That before. But
at first, it was difficult.
Yeah, it was difficult.
I mean, it was very.
Well, as you get older, though, I mean, you guys have been doing this for like what, 8 years roughly?
Yeah, well, as a band. Yeah.
So after 8 years, like at some point, you grow as a person, and you get older, and you start to realize, hey,
kind
you know,
what
doesn't
happened,
all go my damn way.
Actually, what happened was we got together in 2011, and then during that whole jam session, it was up until 2015, right?
Yeah.
Then we started hitting it hard.
Okay.
That's when
playing
we
with
recorded
like As
the
Blood
first
Runs
album.
Black
oh, okay.
and OTEP and like a bunch of bands.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, let's actually do something with this.
Right.
And then we had to go in through like a whole new like learning experience.
Yeah.
Because then it's kind of like, okay, well, let's do it this way. Well, no, I don't want to do it that way. I want to do it this way.
Now I'm doing my own songs.
So we had to kind of like go into another molding process.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
But it worked out really, really well at the end, so.
Well, it makes sense because you're going from playing other people's songs or jamming out to other people's stuff.
Yeah, just jamming, actually.
Just jamming in general. And then to going to actual writing songs, producing,
it's
putting
like
it all together, organizing. Yeah, it's like there's a lot to it. You got to go to a recording studio, set everything up.
Yeah.
And there's so many parts to it.
Yeah, but we're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, now we just... I mean, literally, like, Fernie just came up with, like, a riff, and I'm like, let's go back to that, so
nice.
Let's go back to that and start something with that, so.
That's good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff, so. We actually just released, which one, which last song?
Keep the Strength, right now.
We're going to release it right now.
Yeah.
We're going to release it right now.
Yeah.
Keep the Strength. Fuck yeah.
All right.
Do we want to do it right now, literally? Because we could do it right now.
Yeah.
Well, or do we want to play their songs and then lead up to it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, give them a teaser and then lead up to it and be like,
we can lead up to
worldwide premiere of. You know what I'm saying?
Would you like to know a little bit about that song?
Yeah.
So this song was dedicated to Chester Bennington and Chris Cornell.
Yeah.
It hit us actually pretty hard, and we wanted to do something to kind of give back to people that are going through suicidal thoughts or ideations, right?
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We really know that there's a lot of that stuff going on. So we want to reach out to all those people and let them know that, you know, they're not alone, that there are people that care about them, and that, you know, killing yourself isn't the option. So I think what better way to do that than to put our talents together and try to come up with something that collaborates kind of like Chris Cornell. So it's more of it takes us away from being just metal.
Yeah.
And it takes us back to being rock.
Okay.
So what the song is about is basically that, you know, you're not alone. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's probably been about a year ago. Some guy that, you know, me and my brother used to go and hang out, go camping with and stuff like that. You know, he committed suicide.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So it's just like, that's another reason to write a song, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, a friend, you know, did that. So it was close to home. You know, although, you know, Chester Bennington, you know, we didn't know him personally, but we knew his music. You know, it still hit hard.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to constantly talk my son off the ledge.
Oh, yeah.
So I know.
It's a tough thing.
Man. It is.
Yeah. It's a very tough thing.
You know what I mean? You're always like, are they really going to do it? Or are they just talking about it? Like, I mean, it scares me.
No, yeah, I mean,
do you know what I'm saying? Like,
it would scare me too.
I think,
you know,
that's,
especially
that's
when he has a gun
line.
And other stuff. You know, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It kind of worries me.
Yeah,
but I know what you're talking about. If you know,
so that's why we wrote this song, and just to let people know, you know, that
you know, and
that's good. That's strength. A good message.
I mean, depression can literally kill you. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Even with Robin Williams and
Spade,
and I mean, it's various. It doesn't. It's not just in the metal scene. It's everywhere in the
world. Everywhere. Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Yeah,
and.
With a lot of people.
We really want to be able to do some good. And
lead singer of the Cranberries.
Oh, yeah.
There's been a lot of people committed suicide in the last few years. And, I mean, you know, besides Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington, which both those hit me really hard, too.
Anthony Bourdain, I think he did.
Some type of cooking guy. I know you're talking about.
He had the traveler. Yeah,
yeah,
he traveled around the world, and he went to different spots. And
Taste
of food and whatnot, yeah.
The worst part is Anthony that, Bourdain, you know, these people are leaving behind family members, children, and, you know, brothers, sisters, and it hits everybody. It destroys. It doesn't kill just themselves. It kills a family.
I met Chester's wife through Orgy. My friends. Shout out to Orgy.
Orgy the band.
No, the Orgy the band.
I had an Orgy.
No. Orgy the band. Shout out Lou Gordon, Jay Gordon, Carlton Boss, Nick Speck. all the guys from Orgy, shout out to these guys. No, they...
they got a show coming up soon too, right?
Yeah, August
9th.
Jesus, yeah. I got to talk to Lou about that one. Yeah, August 9th, go see Orgy play at the Whiskey A Go-Go. August 9th. They'll probably go on at like 11 or 11-ish. You know how it is, concerts. Nobody ever goes on in time. You have to be very structured on that shit. Keep people right on the schedule.
Right.
It's not always, you know. It's not easy.
Yeah, it's a Friday.
Yeah, Friday, August 9th, yeah. So it's just like next week.
Just switch with your
shout
day
out.
Shirt, day guy.
Yeah, I'm just going to, like, see if I can get us in and then rush over there after work if I have to. You can go early and just check in. I'll come afterwards, whatever.
No, just switch with the day guy. That's all you do. The head, the body for body.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with it. Everybody want to get up at that time in the morning.
I know, but also good luck with that. So these people, most of them don't want to switch for that kind of shit. Anyway, I'll check. But yeah, so I met Chester's wife. Very nice person. Yeah,
Samantha.
Met her briefly. Yeah, she's a very nice person. But she was wearing black. This wasn't too long after he had passed. We saw him. I was at a show with Orgy at the Whiskey, and Lou took me up there and introduced me. But he I didn't know what to say. I just said, nice to meet you. I didn't, you know, I didn't want to talk about anything that was going to bring anything up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's so, like, I mean, sometimes, what do you say? Exactly. Yeah. What do you say in a moment like that? Like, I'm sorry for your losses, basically. I mean, what else can you say, really?
And then, again, you also don't know what state they're in. You know, yeah. They're just already at that.
She looked kind of, out of it a little. Yeah. She was in shock still, I think, and it was like right after. It was within a month after he passed.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
It was right after we got married.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Chester went 5 days after our wedding.
Oh, wow.
We got married in Lincoln Park.
I'm
not shitting you. Over in Lincoln Heights.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Because I love Lincoln Park. Anyway, it is what it is. Let's play some songs so we can play songs. Sure. We got three songs. What do we want to play?
2000 Volts was the first single we released.
Okay. And then go Ballistic, and then we'll do the worldwide premiere.
Okay.
So we'll do 2000 Volts, and then we'll do Ballistic. So I'm going to do a back-to-back, and then we'll do the worldwide premiere.
Right.
Rock on. All right, this is 2000 Volts by Deaform on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
Here's some Ballistic by Deiform. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio. Was Deiform. We're about to kick this bitch off. We're about to do a worldwide premiere on Jenny's Real Talk of the Block. Keep the strength. Tribute to Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington and anyone else who's out there feeling lonely and depressed and thinking of suicidal thoughts and things like that, you know?
Yeah. This song belongs to you.
Yeah, this song belongs to you. We want everyone to know out there you're not alone. You know, call a crisis line. Reach out to a friend, a family member, you know, anybody you can. You know, talk to a counselor, talk to, you know, a psychiatrist, whoever can listen to you. Reach out. Don't be afraid. There's tons of services around. Tons everywhere. LA alone is just rampant with mental health people. So, you know, don't feel ashamed either, because a lot of people suffer from depression and thinking about suicide and other stuff. So don't feel bad. It's nothing to be ashamed of. You know, reach out to somebody. Don't feel like there's nobody there that you can talk to. You know what I mean? So please do so. We don't want any more people to feel like that. I know it was just nature. It's, yeah. You know, sometimes you can't control that stuff. We've all, but I'm sure.
If you could,
that'd be wonderful, but, you know.
But that's when professional help comes in.
Yeah.
Andy, I mean, us, we, you know, we can't, we can only be a shoulder to cry on, but to actually get real help, I mean, you actually really need to seek professional help.
Yeah.
You know, and actually take the right steps to be able to better yourself, you know, because it's important. I mean, you don't just hurt yourself or kill yourself, you also hurt and kill your family and, you know, everybody else you leave behind. So
that's why I tell my son all the time, if you killed yourself, think about what that would do to me, what that would do to your father, what that would do to your sister, your cousins, your aunts, your grandparents.
It just transfers the pain to you guys.
Exactly. You're just going to keep the cycle going. Yeah. I said, you know, especially me, man, I don't think I could handle it. Yeah. I couldn't handle it. So we're gonna, this is goes out to everybody out there who's feeling like this. Don't feel alone. Get some help. There's crisis lines. There's all kinds of people out there. All right. This Keep the Strength worldwide premiere on James Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeart Radio with Deaform. Yeah.
I'm gonna live you for you, darling.
That was Keep the Strength, worldwide premiere on Jenny's World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, nice. iHeartRadio with Deaform.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Very good.
All right. I want to thank you so much, Deaform. We want to thank you guys so much, all of you, for being on the show today. This has been a great experience, as always. Another good episode. But we want to, biggest things are, we want to know where people can see you play next. What are your upcoming shows that you got? We got August 29th at Petey's Place in Tarzana. I know that one. You're going to play at 10 o'clock.
That's right. And the next one is going to be in Virginia. We're going to be playing at the Blue Ridge Rock Festival.
Okay, awesome.
September 7th on the main stage with bands like Stone Temple Pilots.
Godsmack.
DMX. Oh, yeah, DMX. I love DMX. That's my favorite rap artist. But anyway.
Yeah, so it's going to be a great experience.
In this moment.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They go on right before us. We go on after them.
And oh, then my Jesus.
DMX
goes
on after us.
I just creamed myself. As soon as you said in this moment, I'm sorry, that bitch is hot. I love that band. I love that band. God, I love that band. Especially that album, Blood. Yeah. Oh my God, that was a great album. So go check them out. They've got some upcoming shows. If you're going to be in Virginia and you're going to the Blue Ridge Rock Festival, go check these guys out. What time are you playing?
6:40. Saturday, September
7th. Jesus, 6:40, really?
6:40 p.m.
6:40 p.m. Yeah. And this moment goes on before you?
Well, no.
That early?
People start at 11 in the morning.
Playing. Jesus Christ.
That's
okay.
Like the rock club.
It's like those all-day fucking festivals.
What's the name
we went to. Not Fest and Ozfest, yeah.
It's a two-day festival. It continues through Sunday.
Man, I wish we could go to Virginia.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well, okay. We got a car that can make it now.
No. I'm not driving all the way to fucking Virginia. I've driven across country many times. I'm all fucking set with that. No. Train, bus, airplane, and car. I've traveled across the country 4 fucking different ways. Thank you very much. And so where can people find you? Like social media, your website, things like that.
So we have Facebook, so you can search Deaform and like first band, facebook.com/Deaform. We're also on Instagram, Twitter, and we also have deaformband.com.
Yes, deaformband.com. Go check it out. They have links to all their stuff on there. They got pictures. They've got, you know, a bio, all kinds of stuff. So go check that out. You can see their upcoming concert schedule. And so go check these guys out. It's Deiform, Deiform. Go check them out. Great music, amazing performances on stage. Come check them out at our show on August 29th, at Petey's Place. It's going to be a wonderful show as always. We always love having great bands like you. Again, we want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yes,
thank you.
We got some shout outs before we head out.
Yes, I'd like to give a shout out to my wife Nadine and Electro Voice. Thank you for your support.
Electro Voice, and that's for microphones.
Microphones.
Okay, and who else? I saw you had 3 other big ones. Four big ones all together.
Shout out to TTM Guitars.
TTM Guitars.
Or give an endorsement to. I'm waiting on. Yeah. Actually waiting on my guitar.
Nice. Yeah. And then I saw you had two other ones.
Yeah,
Excel drumsticks.
Yeah, I got my own Excel drumsticks.
And what's the last one?
Saluda Cymbals.
And Saluda Cymbals. Yes.
Cymbals sound awesome.
Hell yeah, that's great. So we've got some good endorsements, some good companies.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And thank you again for being on the show, and congratulations to you guys for sponsors, for playing the Blue Ridge Rock Festival, for just all your accomplishments.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You should feel very proud of yourselves.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Raw.
Yes. R-A.
Remix and mastered Keep the Strength.
Ra, the sun god.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
I love it. All right. You've been watching Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeart Radio. We got some upcoming concerts real quick before we head out. We've got Thursday, August 8th at Five Star Bar. We got Vitamin XP playing at 8:30. We've got Band of Family at 9:20. Worldwide Panic at 10:10. And I'm looking for one more band to cap off that show playing like 11 to 11:30. So if you're especially metal or hard rock or anything like that, hit me up. Need one more band to fill that slot. And then we have Monday, August 12th at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. We have Fallen Fury at 10:30, Worldwide Panic at 11:30. That's going to be their listening party for their new album that they got coming out. And then we still need one more band at 12:30. So we're going to have some great shows coming up. But thank you guys for listening, for watching, and especially for Deiform being here today.
Yes.
Check us out. You can always watch the rebroadcast in case you missed it. All right, Jenny and the Muse.
Thank you guys very much.
Out for another week. You're so welcome.
Gotta go. See you later. Bye.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.